We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Honor Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Mitzriim, it says, Bonim Ashi Yevoldu Lehem Dor Shalishi, Yovoy Lehem Bekal Hashem. That children born to the third Dor, they should come and be able to marry into Kal Hashem. So the Gemara Darshans, the Tanakhama Darshans, Bonim Bele Bonas Divir Rav Shimon, first Madiyama holds, at the Isser on Mitzriim or Dafka on the Bonim and on the Bonos. Then a Kevois Amutta, just like we find by the Amoini and Mayavim, that there, the Amoinis and Mayavis Amutta, same thing by the Mitzriim, Divrab Shimon. Om Rav Yehuda, Hare Yoimer, Bonim Ashi Yevoldu, Lehem Dor Shlishi. Hakos of Tom Beleda, it says Bonim Ashi Yevoldu, which is Mashma, any children that are born, Sai Zacharim, Sai Nekevim, Yevoldu means Tali Beleda, anyone that's born is Aser. And therefore, Rav Yehuda holds, that the halacha is both Zecharim and Akevis Aser. That's one of the pshatim in the drasha. Shivoldu means, Rashi says, Kol haniladim lehem afilu nekevim mashma. There's another lashon in Rashi that since it's tali in the leida, it's mashma, the mother who is giving birth to them is Aser, and if she's a Rishon, the child is a Sheni, it's going with the leida. So if the mother wasn't Aser, it wouldn't pass to say that it goes with the leida and it's a Rishon and Sheni with the mother. So therefore, that's the raya. But al-kaponim, either way, the Rav Yehuda holds, Bonim Ashi Yevoldu is a raya in the Kevis as well. Om Rav Yechanon, that for Rav Yehuda, he has to hold, Rav Yehuda himself has to hold, that the Mitzris is also like a Mitzri. Why? Because Rav Yehuda holds, that Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal. That means a Mitzri cannot marry into the Kahal Gerim, because Le'yavah V'Kahal Hashem is called Kahal Gerim. And in Cain, it wouldn't be possible for a Mitzri to get married and have a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Shlishi because there's no one for them to marry. Omrav Yechon, Lav Domrav Yehuda, Hakos of Tom Beleda, and therefore in a Keva is also Aser, Leimotza Yodov Varag Leves Medish. He wouldn't be able to find his hands and feet to be Medish, means he would have a problem. Given to Omar Kal Gerim Rikakal, since a Kahal Gerim is Ikakal, so they can't marry into the Kal, Mitzri Sheni Bema Yitta. How could a Mitzri Sheni get married and therefore have a mutter child, a Mitzri Shlishi? Who should she marry? Who should he marry? He can't marry a Mitzris, Lefid of Shimon, for example, whose Mitzris is mutter because she's a regular Ger, a regular Geyeris, a regular Jew, a regular Geyeris, and a Geyeris is a Kal Hashem. So it must be a Mitzris is Aser. Therefore, a Mitzri Sheni can marry a Mitzri Shnia and have a baby. It must be that he holds Mitzris also Asura. That's Pshat Rav Yehuda. Zok Gemara, what do you mean? Dilma the Avar Vinasav. Maybe it's possible that Mitzri Shlishi, the Mitzri Sheni went ahead, it was Oiver, and it was married someone from Klal Yisrael. And that's where it's the Ged Heta of Mitzri Shlishi. Zok Gemara, the Eloi Ksiv Kra. The Pasuk doesn't talk about cases of theoretical, that if someone did an Isser. That the Pasuk doesn't talk about. Break the Mari, Mamzer, the E, the Kasek Kra. The whole Mamzer comes from a marriage that was Aser to do, and still what the Torah says, the Isser of Mamzer. So the Ila Surah Kasa. The Torah says a surim of the E because you have to know if something happens, what's the halacha? But the Ila Ter, but the teacher's a heter of Mitzri Shlishi, is not going to tell us in a case where it's also to do. The Ila Ter, like Siv, break the Gemara, Hare Machzer Grishasoi. In the Pasuk it says that if someone divorces someone, Reuven divorces his wife goes ahead and marries someone else. And that husband dies, let's say. And then, the halacha is, Reuven is not allowed to remarry his own wife. And the Pasuk says that if he remarries his own wife, it's a ta'eva. It says, La'yuchul baila harishan asher shilcha losha lakach dali yisvay li'isha achre asher hutama. Why? Ki se'eva hi lefnei Hashem. It's a se'eva. So, and we darshan over there, that se'eva hi, of a lo'yiv the bonim. The children are not a mamzer, the children are not apostle there. It's ta'eva hi, and not the children. So there you see that it's a case of di'i, that someone went ahead and married a machzik g'shasai, and we're giving a heter for the children. So you see, b'hetera, we do say di'i. We do say di'i. It says, he ta'eva, ben v'neha ta'eva. So to Gemara, let's read the Gemara, it's kashin tzad again. Hari machzik g'shasai di'i la ta'eva v'kasve. Ha'osam shim ikka esur v'kasve. There it's coming to tell us the ikka iser of ta'eva hi, and that's the point of bringing it down. For the iser, that you do say by di'i. So, like upon him, it comes out fear of Yehuda, the Mitzri Sheni has an Eitzah, having Mitzri Shlishi is by marrying another Mitzri, because she is also Aser. But if she's Mutter, it will be a problem. The Rishayim talk about is that what about Ger Amoni? Who could, if you have Yehuda holds Kal Ger Ikri Kal, who could he marry? Who could he marry? So the Mishnah answer, because he can marry a Mamzer Unasina. Mamzeres Unasina, these people are not part of Kal Shem. I say the same Teresa Mitzvah Sheini. The problem with that is that if they marry a Mamzeres Unasina, then the child will be also Alt Mamzeres Unasina, the child will be Mutter. And we know there's a Heta of Mitzvah Shlishi. And the first question is, how is it possible to have a Heta of Mitzvah Shlishi in the case where it's not the E, which is a Mutter, the case of getting married, they'll have a Mitzvah Shlishi? That's the one has to come on to. That say, Al-Karchach, Rav Yehuda holds that a mitzris is also as well, and therefore a mitzri sheni can marry a mitzris sheniya. So, the Torah Bonim. It says in the Pasuk, by the mitzri, Bonim asher yevold lehem dar shlishi, yovel lehem mekal shem. So, it's a little bit of double talk. It says, the Bonim asher yevold lehem dar shlishi, the word dar and Bonim are not needed. You could say, ben shlishi, Yovel v'kal Hashem, ben shlishi ashevold lehem yovel v'kal Hashem, or it could say dar shlishi ashevold yovel v'kal Hashem. What's the bonim ashevold lehem dar shlishi yovel v'kal Hashem? The bonim and the dar are extra. One of those words extra. Tana bonim imnem bonim lo menem adayrois imnem adayrois lo menem bonim. So Mark explains very gushmak imnem bonim lo menem adayrois, which means if it said in the pasuk ben shlishi yovel v'kal Hashem. So then you would think it's the third son. You have a family, you know, seven siblings. The third sibling is mutter already. That's what you would think. You don't happen to dar. That's why I say daris. So im nem abon le nem daris. He says ben rishon v'sheni aser shlishi mutter lekach nemar daris. That's what says daris. Im nem daris. So just say dar shlishi yavikal Hashem. If it said daris lo nem abon le, he says you would say lo yisana im dem har sinai. Which Rashi explains means, you would say that the Israelim who are standing on Har Sinai, you're telling them that your third generation, when you're three generations of Har Sinai, then you can marry the Mitzriim and the Adayim. That's when you can do it. By your grandchildren, Mutter. That's what you think. Dar Shlishi, Yav B'Kal Hashem, means Dar Shlishi from you. Kachnem, Bonim, that says Bonim. Bonim, and it's Dar Shlishi, so we know it's not your third son, it's a third Dar of children of the Mitzriim could marry him. Why did it say Lashon Lahem? It says, Bonim Ashivod Lahem. Like who else? What's Lahem? So after Gemara, Bonim Ashivod Lahem, we dash the word from Lahem, Mahem Manei. You start counting third dar from the Mitzri himself. It's not from his children. It's not three drivers from his children. It's from him. He's done with dar number one, his son's dar number two, and his grandson is dar number three. His mother already. There's another Lahem in the pasuk. It says, Bonim Ashivod Lahem, Dar Shishu Yov Lahem Mikal Hashem. Second Lahem, what's that for? Lahem, Holoch Acha Psulom. Lahem teaches us that if a Mitzri marries an Israelis or Yisrael marries a Mitzris, you always go after the apostle. You always go after the Mitzri and be also Adar Shlishi. Say if the woman is the Mitzris, say if the man is the Mitzri, even if they marry an Israelis or Yisrael, it goes after the Psulah. Now we have Lahem that says, Mehem Manei, that you count from them. So it says, Asher Yevoldu also, which Asher Yevoldu is a little bit of a stira, because Dar Shlishi Asher Yevoldu sounds like it's a third Dar of children. It's a third Dar of Asher Yevoldu, that'll be born. So that sounds like an extra Dar. It's a stickle stira. So Gemara says like this. Kosav Ve'itchach L'michtav Lehem, Ve'itchach L'michtav Asher Yevoldu. And Rashi learns a stickle stira. Dikosach Man Asher Yevoldu, Ebitad Yevoldu, Avaminim, B'nei Yemanei. You count from the children. Kosach Man Lehem. Therefore the Torah says Lehem. Because of Lahem, have Amina, you would think, what about Mitzris Mu'beres in his Gaira Hiubuna? Let's say a Mitzris is Mu'beres and she's this Gaira. So Hiubuna, Chab. She's Gaira Hiubuna, Chab. They both should have one Dar. Because they both became a Gaira and Gaira's together. So the child is now considered also a Rishon. Because the child was a Mitzri, now became a Gaira. So Yashi Yevoldu teaches us, no, it's considered two Dairis already. Kosh Rachmona, Asher Yevoldu, that's considered two Dairis already. The child will be considered a Mitzri Sheini. Now the second Lahem teaches us that what? They go Acha Psulam. Now by Mamzer also it says a Lashon, Lo Yovei Mamzer V'Kal Hashem, Gam Dar Asiri, Lo Yovei Loi V'Kal Hashem. What's the Lashon Loi? So, and they both teach and go after Psulam, so we need both of them. V'Yitzirich L'Mikhtav Lahem, here, when you stand by a mitzri, and mitzvah, you go after the apostle. Why? Because this mitzri comes from a father who is a goy. So it's a tipa psula. Therefore, it's more chamer. A mamzer, even though his father did an iser, but his father was a kosher Eid. And he came from a zera of a kosher Eid. And his mother was also a kosher, just the union was a problem. So there, you would think, a mamzer is better. A mamzer is more chomer. So maybe over there, we understand you go bust a psulam, that they marry someone, it always goes bust an apostle. Therefore, we need both those psukim. Like upon him, those are all the drashas of the psukim regarding mitzvah. Now, let's see the Gemara Vayta, more halachas of mitzvah sheni and mitzvah rishi, mitzvah sheni, mitzvah shishi. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan V'yechanan. Mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah v'shoina. So now, the halacha is that we just finished saying when a kosher marries an apostle, you go after the apostle. What happens if two psulim marry each other? So maybe you go like the more chama one. But maybe that's true. But when it's the same apostle, what's the halacha? If they're both mutter at each other and they're the same apostle, what's the halacha? So usually you go after the zachar. That's usually the klal. And klal is where you go after the zachar. Therefore, Amar Rav Chana Rav Yechon, mitzvah sheni, shenasa mitzvah sheshoina. You have a mitzvah sheni, you marry the mitzvah sheshoina, which is allowed. They're both mitzvahim. They're both not marrying the klal and the klal Hashem. They're both gerim, gerim. The mitzvah is shoyin. What's the din of the son? Benah shlishi. The child is a shlishi. Even though his mother was a rishoyin, the child is a shlishi. Why? Benah shlishi. I'm a ksava basa di day shadin lay. You go basa the av. Since it wasn't a avera, you don't go after the apostle. You go basa the av. That's the halacha. That's what Rabbi Bachana says. B'shem Rabbi Yechanan. Master Rabbi Yosef. Pray to Yosef Akasha. It says in a braisa. Rav Tarfon Eimer, it might even be a Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin. Rav Tarfon Eimer, Yecholim Amzerim, it's a Mishnah in Kedushin. Rav Tarfon Eimer, Yecholim Amzerim Latar. It's possible to Matar, Mamzer can Matar his own children. How? Ketzad. Mamzer knows a Shifcha. A Mamzer goes ahead and marries a Shifcha. Havlad Eved. The Loch is the Vlad's Eved. What do you do now that you have a little Eved, little baby Eved? Shukru, you free him. Venimtsa Vecharim, he's not a Mamzer. So what do you see? You see over here, you go bust the mami. Alma bust the dosh shadin lo. You go bust the shifcha, not bust the mamzer. I would just finish saying that anytime it's a mutter dig a marriage, you go bust the father. Here you see, you go bust the mother. Alma bust the dosh shadin lo. Every dig a mara shani hosta makro. The pastor says isha v'yelada tila adenel. Especially here, it's a custom. It comes to a shifcha, it comes to avodim that the avodim go bust the avodim, bust the mother, the shifcha. Isha v'yelada tila adenel. It means even if every marries. A shifcha, halach is, it goes basar shifcha and belongs to the adoin. Therefore, there's special case of that the child goes basar the mother, not basar the father. Now you're going to ask me, what's this eitzer of Tarfon's giving? How can a mamzer marry a shifcha? Not marry a shifcha. So it's not a good eitzer. You can't do an iser in order to have a child. So the Gemara condition has two stars on what the eitzer, why it's an eitzer. One shot is because the iser of lo yeh kadesh, which is iser to marry a shifcha, is not said by a mamzer who is an apostle. That's one shot. The other shot is, the mamzer becomes the Eved Ivri and marries a shifcha. That's the Eitzah. Once he retires, he got to go to work. He got to become Eved Ivri, and then he can marry a shifcha, and he'll have a Vlad Eved, and then the children will be mutter. Okay, back to our programming here. Basa didei azdin, and masav rava. Om Rav Yehuda. Min yamin ger mitzvi hayali chava matal merakiva. Rav Yehuda said, I had a friend, name is Min Yamin. He was a ger mitzvi, and he was one of the Rav Akiva. It's my friend by Rav Akiva's yeshiva. Va'amah, he used to say, I need mitzvah rishon. I am mitzvah rishon. Nisasi mitzvah rishon. And I married a mitzvah rishon. Asi lebni, I marry off my son to a mitzvah shniya. Kedei shiya ben bni, roi lovakal. Nor to my enikos should be lovakal. Freitzach the kasha. Bisach adad basrei didei shadini lei. He a furusha. Who cares who he marries? Furushainami. He can marry a rishon also. He's a sheni, so his kid will be a shlishi. What's the problem over here? A furushainami. He can marry a rishon also. So vas tutach the why he has to marry dafka shniya? And for the Gemara, you're right. Omale Rav Yechanan Latana, Rav Yechanan told this Tana of this Braisa, Tani Rishoina. So you have to, you know, the one who's saying over this Braisa, he told him, by the way, be Gerish Rishoina. That this Mitzvah Shenik, even marry a Rishoina, it's not an issue whatsoever. So that's the first Lashon Rav Yechanan, you go Basa Didei, and therefore, if he is a Sheni, his child will be a Shlishi, even though the wife is a Rishoina. Because Rav Dima Rav Yechanan, a different man from Rav Yechanan. Mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah rishayna. A mitzvah sheni is married a mitzvah rishayna. Benah sheni. Oh, all of a sudden, this Rav Yechanan is different. The halach is a mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah rishayna. Benah sheni. Benah is not a shlishi. Havayi amma. Fit this version of Rav Yechanan. Amma. You go bust to the mother. Alma basa ima shdinalei. So now the Gemara thought that what's the pshat? What's pshat in this version of Yechon? Rav Dima Shavuot. What's pshat? Why did you go wash the nida? Why? Teretz is because we thought now because uber yerech imay. Such a yisoy that the uber is like a limb of the mother, and since it's part of the mother, so therefore even though the father has certain halakas, it goes wash the mother. That's Gemara thought. So Amalei Abaye Rav Yechon holds uber yerech imay that the fetus is part of the mother. Ela hadam Rav Yechon hifrish chatas meuberes v'yolda. If the halacha is the chamish chatos shemesos, means the halacha is if you mafish chatos and it has a baby, the baby has to go to misa. Or if you meschap already with the chatos, and if you mafish not a chatos, that chatos goes to misa. That's the halacha. But Rav Yechon says if you mafish a chatos meuberes, if she's pregnant already when you mafish her, you look at it like you mafish two chatos. And the halacha is if you mafish two chatos, it could be still like one for insurance, and that's not misa. Because Zohar Mar Eldam Rav Yechon Hifrish Chatos Meuberes V'Yoldam had and gave birth Rotsam Mischapa Ba. You could use the Chatos, the mother Rotsam Mischapa Vlada. You could use the Vlad. See, Yarim is Bishlam Uber Lav Yerach Imayhu. If your Uber is not Yerach Imay, so when I was Makdashit, there was two separate behemoths, the behemoth and the Uber have like a mafresh two chatois lachrayis, like a mafresh two chatois, and one's for insurance from Rav Yishaya, and Rav Yishaya says hifresh two chatois lachrayis mischap achas, but if you mafresh two chatois for achrayis, I could use one of them. Vashnia tira, the one could go graze and have to die. So that's good, but we just finished saying Rav Yechon saying you go bust at a mother like I've mitzvah sheni. Why? Because uber yerachimoi eli amrit uber yerachimoi who have le vlad chatos. If uber yerachimoi means that when I was mafresh the chatos moberes, I was mafresh only one chatos. The moberes doesn't count; it's a limb. And now when it's born, it's a vlad chatos. But vlad chatos no misozel. That's what Abaya asks Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi, you're telling all Rav Yechon on a membra. It makes no sense in membra. Why would I go bust at a mother? Because Uber Yerachimai, Rav Yechon doesn't hold Uber Yerachimai. He holds Uber the Yerachimai. So why in the world would they go back to the mother? So Ishtik, Rav Dimi was quiet. Amalei, so Rabbi says, you know what, I have a pshat maybe. I'll tell you a pshat maybe in Rav Yechon that says, Mitzvah Sheini, Shnosa Mitzvah Rishayna, goes back to the mother. Amalei, Dilma Shani Hashem, Nechsev Asher Yevoldu, Hakas Tov Leida. It's Exeris Akasim. Says Asher Yevoldu, Hatalikas of Leida. The Dar Shlishi, Dar goes with the mother, goes with the Leida. And that's why it's a Sheini. You're right, usually go bust to the Zacha. That's not Halacha. Here's the Geras Kosov. Not because of Ubi Yerachim, but we love Yerachim. So Rav Dimi said, oh, you're right. Omalei Karkafna, which means a big head. Chazit l'reshach b'ni amudi. I taka saw your head between the poles in the Beis Medrash. Kiyom Rav Yechon l'Shmaitz. Yechon said, over Shmaitz, you were there. You probably remember the reason. I was there also, but I don't remember the reason. Oh, you're right. You probably heard, you're not making up the reason. You taka were there, and you probably heard the reason from Rav Yechon directly. I heard from Rav Yechon directly. And it happens to be, Tosfos learns it was not Abaye himself, it was Abaye's Rebbe, which is Rabbah. Because you find that Rabbah went to learn Rav Yechon. You don't find anywhere that Abaye learned by Rav Yechon. So Tosfos learns it was Rabbah who was Abaye's Rebbe. Al Kaponim, so what I was saying right now is that really Uber Lav Yerachimai. Uber Lav Yerachimai. Why did you go back to the mother? According to the second Rav Yechon. Because of Asher Yevoldu. It's a steer to Rav Yechon, says Rav Dimi. And the first Rav Yechonon is from Rav Barachana. And so Rav Dimi is saying is, the reason is, because of Bonam Asher Yevoldu. So Marek Zedek. Time, which is what we just did, really, about Uber Lav Yerachimai. Time the cost of Asher Yevoldu. Ha Ba'alma, Basavu Shlimai, go back to the father. Why? Because Uber Lav Yerachimai. Uber is not part of the mother, therefore we really go back to the father. Here's a special din. They tell me Uber Lav Yerachimai, Ela Hodom, Rava. Nochris Mu'uberes Shinis Gaira. A Nochris that was Uberes and she became a Gyeris, but not in Sarach Tvila. When her son is born, he does not need Tvila. He's a Ger Katan. He's a Ger automatically. And the Gemara asks, am I in Sarach Tvila? Why isn't he Tvila? It must be Uber Yerach Imai, because if Uber Lav Yerach Imai, it's its own person, so why is it a Tvila? There's a Chatzitza. he's covered by someone. The Chitam, you tell me, you know why? It's a good Tvila for the child. Why? Because Shem Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Ruboy, Umakmar, Lav Chaitzis. The only time something's called a Chatzitza in a Torah, you have to have two things. Roiv, covered, and Makbid. Ruboy, Shein, Umakmar, Lav, Ein, Chaitzis. But Ruboy, it's not Makmar, Lav Chaitzis. And here, the child's not Makbid, but you cover the mother. So maybe that's the pshat why it's a tefillah on the child, because there's no Chatzitza, because the child doesn't care. So Gemara asks, but it's not true. Bam Rav Kano, Rav Kahana says, Lo yishonu, this whole halacha, the unique kepeda, is el rubai. All is covered by roiv. Aval, kuloi, chaitzitz. By kuloi, it's chaitzitz. By, when it's covered completely, then it's chaitzitz, even by inner makbid. So now it's back shver. Like, why in the world is the child called a tefillah? It must be uber yerachima, because uber lav yerachima. If uber's not part of the mother, there's a full chatzitza. Oh, I say makbid? No. We said even fully covered, even without makbid, it's a chatzitza. If someone goes into the mikvah with a, he's very, very scared of COVID, he goes into the mikvah with a COVID suit, even though he's not makbid, the loch is, it's not tefillah, the kuliyam, and the rice are finished. So, the Gemara, shani uber, the hainu rabbi say, no. Really, it's uber lav yerachima. I chatzitza? Since that is the way of child grows, it's not a chatzitza. That is hanarabisa. That's part of it. It's like part of his skin. This is the way he grows, and therefore it's not a chatzitza at all, even though it's covered with kulot. So, like upon him, that's the sugya over here, ubala rechimai, and basa imei shadinan, or basa avu shadinan, two rabbi echanans.